Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Beis, which is the mitzvah of Milah, the second mitzvah in the Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha. This week's Parsha, Nyana Diyoma, Siyata Deshmaya, that it came out this week, but Baruch Hashem, we start Mitzvah Beis. Lech Lecha, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Yesh Ba Mitzvah Zasei Achas, Lech Lecha is one mitzvah, Vihi Mitzvah's Milah. It is Milah, Shenamar, Zos Brisi, Asher Tishmu, Beni Uveinechem. This is the bris that is guarded, Beni Uveinechem, Uvein Zaracha, Charecha, Himolachem, Kol Zachar. Right, circumcise Hashem tells Avraham Avinu every male. V'dechpala v'seder eisha kisazri. It's repeated later on in Parshas Tazria, which Bezrat Hashem will talk more about tomorrow. The concept of mitzvahs being repeated after Har Sinai tomorrow when we talk about Gid Hanasha. Bezrat Hashem. V'harbi mitzvahs kamochi nechpalu v'kamos harbi b'Torah. There are many mitzvahs that are repeated various times in the Torah. V'kulan l'tzorech. There is no extra word in the Torah. Every time a mitzvah is repeated, it was repeated for a purpose. It adds a certain detail. It adds a certain halacha. Kamo shepir shem chachamina zachorin levracha. As Chazal say. Fine. That is the mitzvah. Ve'en ye mitzvah zu hu. What is the exact definition of the mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Two parts to the mitzvah. It's interesting he doesn't mention the third part. But the two parts that he mentions is shechotchin ha'arla ha'machapa rosh ha'gviya. Mila is defined as cutting off the foreskin. Cutting off the foreskin that his baby boy is born with, uparin krumrach shalamata mimena, and pulling back on the skin, revealing more of what was under the skin. What's called mila and priya. Kadesha tiskala rosh atar shaboso aver. The halacha is that mila has two aspects. It's the cutting, it's the mila, and it's the priya, it's the revealing. Ki adua lemevinim shatashlam suras adam behesir imenu osa ha'arla. On a Kabbalistic level, the Mevinim understand the mitzvah. But this is Mila and Priya. What I alluded to is that it's interesting that he doesn't mention the third element. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, by the definition of Mila, Yeridei Rei Samach Dalet Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Mila and the Priya, and then V'achar Kach Motzitzin HaMila Acheyetze Hadam. The third element called Mitzitza, which is based on the Mishnah and the Gemara and Masechah Shabbos, and that is sucking out some of the blood. Big discussion in the poskim, mitzitza bepeh, mitzitza bekli, again, not for now, but that is left out of the chiddach, maybe, obviously, we don't think he argues halacha l'maisa, but maybe saying that's a different level. That's just an idea, mishum sakana, the Gemara says, but it's not part of the definition, halachically, of the mitzvah of mila, but it's mila and priya. Beis HaLevi, on this week's parsha, talks about these two elements of mila and priya, and he says maybe they symbolize two deeper elements of the mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi starts off, the first Beis HaLevi in Lech Lecha, Chakru HaRishonim Zal. What is the Rishonim, he said, had the discussion, what is the root message of Mila? Im hu begeder hasaras hachisaron de ha'arla? Is it removing of something, what we would call sur meira, hu mum ba'adam ha'yisraeli, hu ba'mila mafridim es hachisaron mimenu? It's a mum, it's a blemish that has to be rid of when we are born? Oim hu hosafes milah v'kedusha, or is it tosefes kedusha? Are we removing something, or are we adding something? What's Mila about? We're becoming a full Jew. Yes. But are we removing or are we adding? So he says, you find both elements in Chazal. For example, the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim says, Me'usa hi ha'arla. The arla is mo'etz. It's disgusting. Shenizganu b'hakusim. So it's something negative that we have to remove. And yet, it says, the Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere says, that Mila had Nichrusu Yud Gimel Brisos. There are 13 levels of bris, of covenant, that we are connected to Hashem with through Mila. It says the word bris 13 times in the Torah, related to bris Mila. So Chazal learned, that's 13 Brisos. So you see, is that the negative, but you see, it's also the positive. Suggest the Beis HaLevi, that's Mila and Priya. Mila, the cutting, the removing, that's the Sur Meira. The priya, the revealing, the os that's created on our bodies, that is the hosafas kedusha, that is the asei tov. There's more in the Beis HaLevi, but we will leave it at that. So that's the two elements of the mila and the priya. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, mishar she mitzvah zu. What's the root of this mitzvah, the hashkafa? We already have said some, but what does he say? Lefi she'ratza Hashem Yisbarach likvoa ba'am asher hivdil lios nikros al shmo os kavua begufam. God wants an eternal connection, eternal stamp of our servitude to Him every second of our life. The Medrash, the Gemara tells us also, David HaMelech, he was very upset one time when he was in the shower. He's very upset. The Gemara, we learned it in Shabbos, or Rashi quotes it, Sasa Nochi Elam Rasecha. He was very upset. No tefillin, no tzitzis, no nothing. And then he remembers Bris Mila. It's a mitzvah every second. we have an oath on our body connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahavdilan mishar ha'amim b'tzuras gufam. So that we are different. We are different than all others. But then he adds, V'ratza lios, I'm skipping two lines, V'ratza lios ha'hashlama al yedei ha'adam v'lo bura'o shalemi beten. We're about to have a 2-minute vart, you could say, at any bris, at any Shalom Zachar, thank you, sorry. Shalom Zachar, and any connecting simcha related to the birth of a boy, and that is Bris Milah, Shalom Zachar. It's a famous question in the Midrashim. The philosophers asked the Jews, if God wants us to get Bris Milah, so why didn't he create us? Mahol. If it's something, he created everything else is perfect. Eyes, ears, everything in it is, everything's perfect. So if we have to perfect ourselves through Milah, why didn't God just create us perfect? Like he did every other limb of our body. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know why? Because God is teaching us a deep message here, the message of self-perfection. Teaching us, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ratz Elios HaShlam Aydei Adam, he wants the perfection to be but through man. V'lo b'ra'o shalami betin, he did not create him perfect from birth. L'rmozelof, to teach him. Kikasher tashlum tzuras gufo al yado, just like we self-perfect our physical bodies, kain b'yado lahashlum tzuras nafsho. Behechshir pu'ulosof, so too, we are able to perfect our spiritual bodies. At the youngest of ages, he can't even understand it yet. But we show not only the baby, but everybody else around, maybe the father, that self-perfection is within one's reach. And that is why the Al Shech HaKadosh says that Pinchas is mentioned at the beginning of a Bris Milah. Pinchas is the Malach HaBris. What's the connection between Pinchas and a Bris Milah? Okay, according to Chazal, Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi, but is there a connection between Pinchas? We read the Psukim as the baby comes into the room. So the Al Shech says, what does Rashi say at the beginning of Pasuk and Rashi? Beginning of Pinchas, Bekanoes Kinasi, Pinchas got angry where I should have gotten angry. Pinchas picked up, God stepped aside to see if anybody would finish the job. We'll perfect the job. Pinchas stepped up to the plate. It killed Zimri and Cosby. Pinchas self-perfected the situation. That's exactly what Bris Milah is about. That's Pinchas, and that's self-perfection, and that's the message of Bris Milah, according to the Sefer HaChinuch. There is an idea in Midrashim as well that one might have heard of, and that is there's Kaparis Avonos. Anybody who goes to a Bris Milah gets Kaparis Avonos. Eliyahu HaNavi is there, Kaparis Avonos. So in Chikum Amtakim, which is Shlomo Zalman's biography in the first volume, on page Shin Sadag Aleph, he was once on a way to a bris with somebody, and somebody asked him, oh, Mechilas Avonos. Shlomo Zalman said, it's not so easy. You don't go there, do all the haveras you want, to go to a bris, I'm clean. Says of Shlomo Zalman, no. Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and he can't stand haveras. He can't stand avaryanim. So he basically puts up a mechitza in front of the avonos when he's there. If we're zoche, and we really have a feeling of tshuva at the time, so then he says, okay, I'm leaving them away from you. That's mechilas avonos. It's an opportunity. It's not automatic. But if somebody doesn't care, he just tries to use it without really doing tshuva, so then after Eliyahu leaves, he takes his mechitza with him, and the avonos come back. Says Shlomo Zalman, what, is better than Yom Kippur? We pass on that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva. What, a Bris Milah is better than Yom Kippur? So he says, no, nothing works better than Yom Kippur. So it's Yom Kippur. It's an opportunity that we have. But obviously, we have to try to take care of, to appreciate the opportunity and do Tshuva during that opportunity. That is Chiku Mamtakim. Okay, we continue now. Good. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Dinei HaMitzvah, the next, getting into some of the halachas, Amimu, tell us, Milas Katanim, who has the obligation, V'chein Milas Avadim, Yulid Bayis, V'chulu, V'chilik B'neihem, what about Avadim, an Eved Kna'ani of mine, also requires Bris Milah, U'be'eza Inyan Dochin, B'shvila Shabbos V'yantif, V'eza Katan Masha Milah, so Yotam Mishmona Yamim, when do we say that Milah is Docha Shabbos? We know the halacha, that a Milah Bismana is Docha Shabbos. If a baby is born on Shabbos, then the following Shabbos, then the Bris Milah is Docha. But a Milah Shalom Bismana is not. If a doctor says that 2 weeks after a baby is born, it's time to have a Bris, and it happens to be Shabbos, we do not do the Bris Milah. Only a Bris, a Milah Bismana is Docha. If the baby is Bisakana, then we don't do the Bris. There's even a halacha that if there is a history in one's family of what's called Mesu Echav Machmas Milah, if somebody has two brothers that died, Rachman al-Islan, because of a Bris Milah, the third brother is not allowed to have a Bris Milah. We assume there's a certain type of hemophilia in the family, and there's sakanas nefashis, and we're machmir by sakanas by pikuach nefesh to assume two times as a chazaka, not just three. So machlokas tanoim, usually we assume three times as a chazaka, but by sakanas nefashis we assume two. So if somebody has two brothers that mesu echa machmas mila, so they are not allowed to get a bris mila. Related to this is a very important machlokas rishonim, and that is, it's quoted. One of the places quoted is on Daf Ayin and Yevamis. Daf Ayin and Yevamis is the beginning of Perek Ha'arel. Arel, we know, is somebody who does not have a bris mila. So an Arel basically could do most mitzvahs in the Torah. Somebody doesn't have a bris mila, he could do, but he could be counted for a minion, and he could be trustworthy. So he could give edus. He just can't eat truma, and he can't eat the Karban Pesach. Not too many other mitzvahs that if he's a Kohen, he can't eat truma, and he can't eat the Karban Pesach. So whenever it says Arel throughout Shas, Rov Rishonim assume that means if you don't have a bris mila, period. Rashi says there in Yevamos Daf Ayin and many other places, Arel means Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. But there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, an amazing Shita, which is quoted in the Rishonim there in Yevamos Daf Ayin. The Rashba quotes it, the Ritva quotes it. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if somebody cannot get a bris mila halachically, because let's say his brothers died, then he's not called an Arel. He can't do it. You know what an RL is, says Rabbeinu Tam? Only somebody who bedafka b'mezid doesn't get a bris. Let's say a person's scared. He's scared to get a bris. So, okay, we feel bad for you, but you're an RL. But if there's somebody that mesu echa machmas mila, says Rabbeinu Tam, I'll read it to you in Yevamis, he says, inamish mesu echa machmas mila, hareze kamo anus, umikamakum bar mimalehu. If midina he can't get a bris mila, he could eat truma. He could eat the Karban Pesach. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We generally do not assume like Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's a big chiddush, but that's related to this chinuch. It talks about a katan, somebody who's sick, somebody who cannot get a bris mila. So one should be familiar with that machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam versus most other rishonim about the definition of RL throughout Shas. Okay, weiter. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch. V'sham b'Shabbos, turning over the page, Yisba'er, in Shabbos, it tells us that we make a bracha when we do bris mila. Ki ha'mol mevarech, bracha l'shalom kei b'chalom, asher k'nasher b'zal tzivanu ala mila. The mo'el makes the bracha of ala mila, the avi ha'ben makes the bracha of la'achniso b'vriso shel Avraham Avinu. The mo'el makes the bracha of ala mila, because that is a birchas bracha on the ma'isa ha'mitzvah, and therefore he makes the bracha, the mo'el, while the father makes the bracha of la'achniso, which postures is the bracha of shevach v'hoda'ah. Bracha of Shevach, thank you for having me bring my son into the bris of Avraham Avinu. The Ramah quotes, Shulchan Aruch actually quotes in Hilchas Mila, that the bracha of Al HaMila is said right before the Mila. The Mo'el says it. Then, between the Mila and the Priya, is when the father says the bracha of Lahakniso. Meaning right after the cut is done. It's basically between the Mila and the Priya. That is why the Mo'el says it and the father says it right away. And it's still an element of overlasiyasan. When the father says it before the Priya, as we started off, the Priya is part of the definition of Mila. So both the Mo'el and the father say a bracha, and they're both said overlasiyasan before the end of the completion of the Mila. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, v'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman, v'ein hanashim chayeves b'mitzvah milas b'nehen. Women are not obligated. A woman can do a bris, but a woman, the Shulchan Aruch says, that a woman is kosher, hakol k'sherim lamul, afilu eved, v'isha, v'katan, v'arel, Yisrael shemesu echa machmas mila, Shulchan Aruch and Reisa Magdalad in Yeredeya, but women are not obligated. The mitzvah is on the father, not on women. Why aren't women obligated? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Chavtes quotes a pasuk to teach me that women are not obligated. Ask all the Rishonim there in Kiddushin, what do you need a pasuk for to teach me that women are not obligated in the mitzvah? Just say it's a mitzvah zaseh, just grama. You can only do mitzvah mila bayom. You can't do a bris mila at night. You can only do mila bayom, so it should be zman grama. It's time bound. What is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes quote a special pasuk that women are pturos? Just say it's a time bound mitzvah. Many answers given in the Rishonim. Tosfos says maybe it's not time-bound because once you get day 8, there's no end. Okay, before day 8, you can't do it, but then there's no end. And Yom, Laila, he gives a different answer. Kiva de miyom ashiv ala ein la hefzik lavzman gramahu. Asikaman de amar mila shlobazman no heges balaila. Okay, different answers given. The Tosfos Rid, though, gives a fascinating answer. The Tosfos Rid there in Kiddushin says, when do we say that there is a mitzvah zaseh, shezman grama, that women are paturos? Heahani mili mitzvah detalya begufa. Vihi eina mitzvah elolizman yadua velo becholzman. If there is an action that is required, so that's a zman grama. Shofar, lulav, those are zman gramas. Sukkah. But you know what the mitzvah of mila is? It's not just one act that the father has to make sure it gets done. Aval ha'av she'tzivu abori l'sazim milas b'no ha'esek ahu ein lo zman she'bein b'yom u'bein b'layla yitzrach v'yachin tzarchi milas b'no. Says the Tosfos Reed, it's all the hisaskus, all of the busyness and the arranging, everything related to the mila. That's the mitzvah. It's not just the mila itself. It's the calling the moel. It's the calling the caterer, because the seuda of bris mila has special status. All of that is included. And that's Yom HaValayla. It's not one moment. Mitzvah HaSeh Zman Grama is when there's one moment, one action that is required. But if it's a whole hisaskus, a whole busyness, whatever it takes to get ready for the mitzvah, so then that is not Zman Grama, and that's why you need a different pasuk to tell me that women are pituras. Interesting line in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this mitzvah, he adds in a phrase which bothered the Achronim. The Rambam in Mitzvah Reish Tezvav, Mitzvah 2:15, Chetzivanu lamulas aben. His last line is ve'ein ha'isha mitzuve lamulas bina kimosha ha'av mitzuve ba. A woman is not obligated to be maler son like the father is a mitzuve ba. Why do you say those last four words? Just say like everyone else says. The woman is not commanded to be maler son like her father. It sounds like from the Rambam that she is obligated, but not as much as the father is obligated. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam, which is a little difficult. The woman is not obligated. But this is the Rambam, relates to the Sugya, as we know in the story in the Torah about Tzipora, whether Tzipora actually did the Bila by Moshe Rabbeinu and their child or not, but that is the discussion of women. There's another interesting discussion. It starts off talking about bris mila. There's no other mitzvah to talk about it by, so we'll talk about it here. There's a drisha. The drisha, one of the mafarshim on the bottom of the tour in Hilchas Avelus, in Shimon Shin Samach, he has a line where he says, when we give a name to a girl, that is the same as the bris mila for a boy. That's what he says. He's quoting a halacha, that if what goes first in a shul, giving the name to a bris mila goes, giving a name to a girl, or a chassan? I'm talking about the chassan, the kala, which goes first? Which has kedima? Maybe a father who had a girl who's going to name his baby, and an afruf. Right? Who has kedima? So says the drisha, the one who had the girl has kedima. Why? Because it's like a bris, and a bris goes before a chasen and kala. I'll read you the exact lashon. De kriya shem labanas hu b'makom kriya shem de zacher b'shas amila. V'tzorach lakdume demila kodem lachasen. Demila kodem lameisu. Meis kodem lachasen. What is the connection between kriya shem of a girl and a bris? So I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelas HaSharon, which is the news that came out a couple of years ago on a big fat volumes on Chumash, he suggests that, as we know, a mila is hachnasa of the child, of the baby boy, to become a full Jew, to become part of Am Yisrael. When does the girl become part of Am Yisrael? It's automatic. He suggests that maybe this is the name. Ki be'emes kriya shem b'bris mila hi kechelek minyan amila. Ki min dal yidei amila nichnas l'kol Yisrael. U'memela dechvasei kriya shem b'bas omrim v'yikari shema b'Yisrael. And how do we call a girl? We don't just say her name should be v'yikari shema b'Yisrael. This is the final step. When you have a shame, that gives a full status to the child, whether it's a boy or whether it's a girl. That's the chiddush of the drisha. Just related to this, showing another raya that a shame is so crucial, there's a tragic halacha. Again, it's a halacha that comes up in a tragic case. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rachmanu Litzlan, let's say there's a stillborn. The baby is born not living. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we give a bris mila to that baby. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Hey, Tinok Shemes, Kodem Shiagia Lios Ben Ches, Malin Oso Al Kivro. We give a baby a bris. Ve'ein mevarchin ala mila. You don't make a bracha. Aval mesimin lo shame. You give a name. Lezecher sheyirachamuhu min hashamayim v'yichya b'tchias ha'mesim. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Rachmana l'tzlan. In this type of circumstance, you give a name because that name somehow brings rachmanis from shamayim to be remembered in front of Hashem, and that's the ticket to tchias ha'mesim. That name. So whatever the magical powers of the shame is, so What about a daughter? So that drisha could be connected to this Shulchan Aruch. It's the shame of a person. The shame of a person, the powerful nature of a person. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, not for now, related to English names. Is it appropriate if somebody has an English name? Can you have your English name? What about the Hebrew name? But that is also related to women. Continuing the Shulchan, the Sefer HaChinuch, V'over al mitzvah zu v'lo mal atzmo mishi yigi alachlal onshin chu yid gimel shana v'yomechad. Somebody does not get a bris milah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Chayiv Karis. It's one of the two mitzvahs that we know of. Only two mitzvahs, I say, have a punishment that goes along with them, Mila and Karban Pesach. The only two that get Karis, V'im b'chol Torah, mitzvahs, I say, Shechayevan b'vitula Karis, Ki imzu, v'shchitas ha-Pesach. So that is the Sefer HaChinuch. There is a machlokes in Lumdis. I'm just going to mention the machlokes. Feel free to look up all the mafarshim on Hilchas Bris Milah between the Rambam and the Ravid. When does the chiyuv of Karis kick in? Let's say somebody becomes 13 years old, they don't have a bris. So the Rambam says that the chiyuv of Karis only kicks in after a person dies without Milah. So the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchas Milah, Eino chayv Karis at sheyamos v'hu arel b'mezid. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? The second that you go a day without doing the bris, and you could have, your chayiv karis. When you do the bris, you remove your chayiv karis. But the chayiv karis kicks in right away. Achlokas Rambam Ravid. The Minchas Asher here in Parshas Lech Lecha has a couple of answers, a couple of various ideas related to the lumdis of bris milah. When does the chayiv of karis kick in? Okay, one or two final points. Again, bris milah, as we said yesterday, is one of those mitzvahs that you got to pack it in. Can't, but we could have more, but just to have this one shiur. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, where's the Minchas Chinuch, wanted to mention, quotes an interesting Lumdish question in Os Yudalad. Os Yudalad, Venira Pashut. This is just an example of a Minchas Chinuch bringing up an issue that nobody else would bring up. So it's just his type of Lishitaso type of question. Venira Pashut. Could a ger, we know Mila is not only by a baby boy, but it's also by a ger. A ger has to have bris milah. Could a ger converting do bris milah on himself? So Pashas, you would say, of course not. He's a guy. A guy doing bris milah, he can't do it. What about, says the Minchas Chinuch, some Rishonim say that you could do tevila before milah by the process of geris. What about then? Would you say the principle of Gerus v'mila ba'in ke'echad? We have a principle elsewhere in halacha sometimes that we know that a woman cannot, everything mashakana ishakana baila, whatever a woman has, her husband has. That's the halacha legal rishus. So how does a woman get a get? The husband has to give his wife a get. So how does that happen? So we say it happens at the same exact moment. She gets the get, and at that moment it creates her own rishus, ba'in ke'echad. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe the same thing could be said about a ger. He becomes Jewish and he does milah ban ke'echad. It's a huge chiddush to suggest such a thing, but that's what he says in the Os Yudala. Fiza Haylan Latakein, he says that has ramifications when he's supposed to say the bracha, but that is the Minchas Chinuch. Just to end off with one more of Shlomo Zalman, in also Chikum Amtakim, two more points, I'm sorry. Where Shlomo Zalman says in Chikum Amtakim, another story that one time one of his Talmidim came back from Chutz La'aretz, and Shlomo Zalman got very excited. He knew he had been in Chutz La'aretz. This is on page, if you want to look it up, page Kuf Mem Ches, and he asked him, did you see the skyscrapers? So the Talmud says, yeah. Shlomo Zalman says, did you see the skyscrapers? He was all excited. He's like, what are you so excited about skyscrapers for? So Shlomo Zalman says, do you know that you could have two baby boys born at the exact same moment, one on the 10th floor, one on the 110th floor, and they would have their bris milah on two different days? Because I hold, says Shlomo Zalman, that if they're born right before sunset, shkia goes by where you are, not by the time when it is in a certain city. If you could see the sunset from a certain place, the sun's still up, but if you're on the horizon, different places, if you're on a mountain, if you're in a valley, Shlomo Zalman held, we're not poskening now, we're just saying his shita, it depended where you are. Shlomo Zalman saw apartment buildings, and he saw bris milah. Whatever he saw in life, he had halacha glasses on. That's the gadol of Shlomo Zalman. Finally, one last tshuva, and we'll end with, and that is the Noda Behuda has a tshuva in Yaradeya, Simin Kuf Samach Vav. There was a story they were sent, that a child was sent to him. There was a baby boy that couldn't get his bris on day 8, that he was sick, and the Moel said he could get his bris milah a certain day, and it was a week and a half before Pesach. So the father wrote to the Notabi Yehuda, you know what? Can I delay it another week and a half? So Erev Pesach, we won't have to have a Siyum. You know, I'll just make a bris, soon as mitzvah. It's an even better one. So the Notabi Yehuda, as you can imagine, in Siman Kuf Samach Vav, gets very angry at the questioner, and for four or five reasons, says, of course not, do the Mila right away. Who says people would be able to even eat there by Mila Shlobizmana in this case? But that is just an interesting tshuva that Odebiyuda has about a Mila Shlobizmana. Of course, we try to do Bris Mila as soon as possible, whether it's on day 8 or whether it is after day 8 ASAP. So we'll stop here. By the way, we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha.